There are a bunch of ways where we don't really think about the owlbear, but it is part bird, part bear, which raises an important problem. Winter. If it leans bear, they hibernate, and that is obviously entirely coherent and not really a problem, but like boring. Because that just makes the problem worse. Is not only do you have to engineer the situation where you're like, hey, adventuring party, go out in the woods and fuck up this animal. Now you're like, hey, adventuring party, it's asleep. Won't even be hard. Bring me back its talons. Like, no, asshole.
Although owls don't migrate, do they?
Yep. I double checked.
Oh.
Specifically.
I just assumed they stayed in one place.
Science.
Okay.
No, right. I mean, some of them do. Obviously, you get shit like the snowy owl. Does
right,
winters.
That's what I was just thinking. I just thought all owls were like nocturnal, you know, snow creatures, yeah. Right?
No.
How far? Did it say how far they migrate?
I'm a physicist. I just double-checked that they migrated so I could make my point about the dumb wizard game.
They do.
I just can't imagine a bear would get as far as an owl.
I mean, sure, but also...
I mean, an owl can fly over things, and a bear is limited.
Not
like, once it gets to the edge
proposing.
Of the woods and there's a highway.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not necessarily proposing that they do, in fact, you know, migrate a huge distance. I'm saying if they did migrate, that would create problems, and then you can have a fucking adventure.
Or if they're nomadic, if they constantly wander up and down during the seasons, they have to pass through maybe recently founded villages, and yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Do you think they have like a salmon season situation?
Yes.
Where they're just out there all feathers and
there's
fur.
There's a really pissed off turtle community that's been dealing
season.
With them, you know, stealing all
right,
their
exactly
fish.
Right, exactly that.
Yeah.
So there are some instances in which we could see, these are great. I'm going to put these all in my next campaign.
But it would be more about how can we mitigate this to make sure both the people and the owlbears are happy? It wouldn't be like, all right. You know, let's go kill
every owlbear.
I can't imagine that would ever be fun.
So, Aram, you know how you can sometimes see like snowy owls in Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do fucking migrate.
Okay. From how far away?
Northern, none of it. Like the level of northern where it's the bit where it's just a bunch of islands up top.
Right,
and the north end of Greenland.
Wow.
Like.
Wow.
That's
migrate. All of Canada.
That's insane.
Yeah, it turns
birds
out.
Are,
okay, so we got our story.
Birds aren't real.
Birds are
which,
fucking crazy.
Again, if they migrate, but are fucking bears.
Right.
That's tremendously bad. Especially if it's one of those things where it's like they're broken wizard animals. So they don't actually do it on an annual schedule. It's just sometimes the owl part of the brain flicks and goes, we got to go home.
Right. It would be the built-in instincts of one of those two creatures, not the actual. Well, by now, though, they would have. How long ago?
OK, so
did it ever
point,
say
we're
going
to come back
owlbears?
To this? No, it never does. Okay. And it never should. But
okay.
We're going to come back to this thing, Aram.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you try to use your intuition from the little bit of science that you know to explain how D&D happens. And I respect that you should use like the entire thing.
It's good. It's
no, not even that. I firmly believe that in games, everything should feel right. It doesn't have to be actually scientifically coherent, but based on what you understand, you should be able to look at a behavior of an animal and go like, yeah, that's what a bullet would do. That tracks. It's a land shark, so of course it does that thing that I associate with sharks. That makes sense. But also, none of it has to be right. Like, when you're sitting there going, how long? Would its instincts have changed? How has evolution taken? It's a wizard bear.
That's fair. I see what you're saying.
It came into existence because there was one bored dork in a tower who looked at the two scariest things within arm's reach and was like, I'm going to make them kiss.
Yeah. And, you know, even if it doesn't migrate, it would have a huge range, just like a bear would. So it's still going to be a problem at some point when it butts up against a community.
Listen to the rest of this episode at patreon.com/deadghostpro. And sign up for a free 7-day trial of bonus clips and both audio and video versions of our Patreon-exclusive DM's notes. That's patreon.com/deadghostpro. The ancient mountainous deserts to the south of Faerun are the places where mortals first raised great temples and unlocked powerful secrets. A kingdom once fractured by infighting has been united under the iron claw of the red dragon Chazar. The Great Lizard's quest for immortality has become an all-consuming obsession. His need for worshippers has set him on a path against the old gods of these lands, and they will not go quietly. An unlikely cabal of deities has banded together to undermine Chazar and ensure that their temples remain protected and active. They've traced tendrils of fate to preferred timelines, then selected five mortals who had the best chance of bringing those futures to fruition. You will take on the role of one of these chosen, in Death to the Dragon King. Find out more about this Start Playing Games campaign and all of my other available games at aram.gay.